This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we got Adam Rank from the NFL Network holding. We're going to get to him in just a minute. Before that, Barry just wanted to do a little backtrack and cover up on some things and tie up some loose ends before we get down to more Brock talk.
Yeah, that Facebook post, we talked a little bit about what the plan might be, and the Browns might be looking to actually flip the Brock. But they have, remember, they have $100 million in cap space, and so Ian Rapoport was saying, from what he understands, the Browns are actually weighing just releasing Brock after the trade, NBA style. Like, you know what? We've got the money, we absorb it, but out of the deal, we gained a second-round pick. So if they do that, it would be pretty risky for a second-round pick to eat and eating that money, but they're not going anywhere anyways. No. So, yeah, I just wanted to add that. That was Ian Rapoport.
And the bottom line is, do what you got to do. Handle your business.
Yeah, whatever.
You handled enough for us. Adam Rank now joins us. As mentioned, without further ado, NFL Network at Adam Rank on Twitter. Adam, thanks so much for the time. Obviously, a big, big, big day in Houston, Texas. Shocked to say the least, but from a national perspective, your thoughts?
No, I think that's a pretty good move. I think that it would be, I understand the money that you put out, and it's like one of those things like, hey, I invested this money, I'm pot committed, and everything like that, but it's like, dude, the guy can't play football. Like, he's not a good NFL quarterback. He found a way to ruin DeAndre Hopkins. So I think it was the smart thing to just finally get rid of him, and move on. And the big question to me is, like, where are you going to go? I mean, if this is clearing the way for Jay Cutler, I'm not sure that that's kind of an upgrade, but if you guys get yourself into the Tony Romo mix, I kind of like that a lot.
Well, now break it down for us, Adam, because there are a lot of naysayers here. A lot of people worried about his health. A lot of people saying he's been too dinged up. He's over the hill. For all these different reasons to say no to Tony Romo. Why say yes to Tony Romo for the Texans?
Well, look, I mean, every quarterback legitimately is one hit away from being out. I mean, that's just the nature of the game, you know. And I think what Tony Romo would bring, would finally bring some pizzazz to that position and that offense. I mean, it's something that you guys have been missing for so long. And I know, like, listen, I'm a Bears fan. I know what it's like waiting so long for a quarterback to come along and finally, you know, deliver on a promise, especially when you have such a great defense. And I think the thing too with Tom Savage is that it's not that big of a drop off if he ever does have to play. So Tony Romo gives you, you know, he gives you somebody who can go in and play right now. Tom Savage is a nice backup quarterback that, heaven forbid, something happens, he can go in there and he can play. He can move the chains. He can put points on the board. I think we saw that enough. And then if you want to go out and draft a quarterback, you don't necessarily have to throw a first-round pick on it, but somebody a little bit later, try to get your version of Russell Wilson or Dak Prescott or something like that. I think it's a pretty good approach to take. I think the Texans are doing the right thing. And even if they don't end up with Tony Romo, even if that doesn't work out, they're still better off getting rid of the headache that was Brock Osweiler.
Well, you know, we had mentioned it that, you know, they didn't re-sign Quentin Demps. They lost him to free agency. They lost A.J. Bouye, who was one of the hottest free agents out there, especially from a secondary perspective. And we were questioning, do they even have a plan? What's going on? Thoughts on losing Bouye and Demps, but then, you know, maybe as part of an overall plan? I mean, were you surprised they didn't franchise A.J. Bouye?
Well, one of the problems is because you threw so much money at Brock Osweiler, you're kind of painting yourself into a corner, and you have to eat it for a year. And if there was going to be one year in the draft where you were going to lose some of your secondary and find guys who are replaceable in the draft, it's this one. I don't know how much you spent watching the combine, but dudes were running 4.3s all over the place, and yeah, it's a very deep draft in the secondary this season. So I think this is kind of like the best time. Like, this is the time to do it. If you're going to lose some of your key players, and look, that's the way the NFL is now. You lose players who you like and who you've grown accustomed to, but there's still people out there that you can go out and get. So I think that it's frustrating to watch these names leave, but I think that it's a replaceable thing. I think the cornerstones are still there. I think there's still a solid defense there. So I don't think that the Texans are going to miss too much. So it sucks to lose them, but I think you guys are going to be all right.
Well, the good news as a Bears fan is now you have no more of those sleepless nights because Mike Glennon is the answer, and he has arrived in Chicago, so at least you can rest easy with that one.
Let me tell you something about Mike Glennon, okay? Listen, He was born on December 12th, same day as Frank Sinatra. Frank Sinatra, of course, was a member of the Rat Pack. We had Dean Martin and Sammy Davis Jr. Sammy Davis Jr. once recorded a song on television called Mr. Bojangles. Bojangles is a Cajun-themed restaurant in the South. Their top pitch man is Jake Delhomme. Jake Delhomme and John Fox delivered the Panthers to the Super Bowl. Hence, Mike Glennon's taking the Bears to the Super Bowl.
So you put a little thought into this. I appreciate that, Adam. That's fantastic. Now, I will tell you, that at least if you do your statistical background check on your last guy, the Packer fans are upset because he's still third time in all-time completion percentage in Packers history.
Oh, how dare you. You know what? He beat those stupid Packers on Brett Favre Appreciation Night on Thanksgiving 2 years ago. So he's had a little bit of success. And the one thing about Glennon is now I'm going to go back and watch some of his games. But looking at him statistically, he was pretty decent as a rookie. Like he had a fair enough rookie year. The only problem was is Lovie Smith wanted to bring in Josh McCown. And let me tell you something. You know who else Lovie Smith thought was a good quarterback? Baby hands Rex Grossman, who lost Super Bowl 41. So I'm sorry if I'm not taking – I'm sorry. I'm happy to take a guy that Lovie Smith did not like. So I think actually this is going to work out just fine.
Adam Rank joins us talking Brock Osweiler trade and much more. Adam, what is your thoughts overall on NFL free agency this year? Anything else stand out to you that you're surprised of or like the moves that are being made?
You know, I'm it's kind of a flurry right now. I'm kind of liking some of the moves. I'm a little bit, obviously, as a Bears fan, I'm interested in where Alshon Jeffrey's going to go. But, you know, ultimately, it's been, you know, pretty much as we expected. There's nothing too much that was too much of a shock. I was still waiting for one of those moments where you're like, oh, my God, I never saw this happening. Although I do think the Patriots ending up with Gilmore was a little ridiculous. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, you talk about one of the top free agent cornerbacks. You're like, how does he end up with the Patriots? Like, what is the rest of the NFL doing? Like, you guys are going to allow this to happen, and then they're talking about trading Malcolm Butler for Brandon Cooks, which I don't think they'll end up doing. So if they end up keeping all those guys, if they keep Butler and Gilmore, I'm like, this isn't even fair. Like, why is everybody even competing now? Because this is ridiculous. Well, so that was one thing.
The other question, excuse me, with New England was they say Garoppolo's off limits, but if Cleveland's willing to do this with Brock Osweiler, is the rumor still legit that they would give up their, was it 12th pick in the first round for Garoppolo, that New England could still cash in if they wanted to, even more so if they say if they take offers for Garoppolo?
No, absolutely. Because they're playing hardball right now. They're in the catbird seat, so they really don't have to make a move. But yeah, if Cleveland wanted to do that, then that would make a lot of sense. I'm not sure if I'm Cleveland. Oh, I don't think that I would do that. I don't think it makes a lot of sense for them because they're so bad. They're so far behind that it's going to take them at least another year to try to get back to respectability. And then you think about Sam Darnold being out there and you're like, look, there's a good chance the Browns end up in the top three next year, perhaps with the number one overall selection for a second consecutive year. I would rather play for the Sam Darnold sweepstakes than give up all these picks. Because right now, when you're at 1-12, let's say, what if they went out? Let's say they went out and they got the Texas A&M kid, Myles Garrett. And then what if Leonard Fournette drops to number 12? They've been spending all these resources upgrading the offensive line, which I think is the way to go. Or even if you don't get Fournette, even if you get Dalvin Cook or somebody, even Christian McCaffrey, whatever. You get a good running back and you kind of, you know, make it easy on your young quarterback. I think that would probably be the way I'd want to go. If I was Cleveland, I don't think that Garoppolo is going to mean much for you in the next 2 years. So I would rather just load up on defense and just kind of try to take that playbook that the Broncos showed us 2 years ago where we're going to have a great defense out there and then we get an okay contribution from our quarterback, we're going to be just fine.
Adam, I got some updated news for you if you're interested. I know you said Alshon Jeffrey, you were curious where he was going to land. They just reported 5 minutes ago, he signed a deal with the Philadelphia Eagles, a 1 year, $14 million deal.
1 year?
That shocks me, 1 year.
But yeah, it's a pretty good move for them because they just got Torrey Smith as well, and then you got Jordan Matthews there. You got Carson Wentz. I mean, I think that was the one thing that everybody was talking about heading into the draft or just heading into free agency and the draft is that you got to surround Carson Wentz with some weapons. And I know that they swung and missed on DeSean Jackson But I think that Alshon Jeffrey is a pretty good upgrade for them. I think this they've got an opportunity to be a pretty explosive offense. I know they're trying to get rid of Ryan Matthews, but I think they have a chance to do something special there. So I kind of like that move. It's unfortunate to watch him walk away. But you know what? I think he's going to a good situation in Philadelphia.
Yeah. Well, speaking of good situations, we really appreciate you spending some time with us, Adam, because of the fact that this is such a it's a new holiday in Houston, by the way. I said everybody should get the rest of the day off. And going forward, this day will be marked as an official holiday where people don't have to show up for work, just like Christmas and New Year's. So Adam Rank, at Adam Rank on Twitter, Adam Rank of the NFL Network. We appreciate it, man. I'm sorry your Bears are still going to suck, but we do appreciate you spending some time with us.
I'll tell you what, go celebrate. Go down to the Dizzy Cactus. That was my favorite place I found downtown when I was there for the Super Bowl. So go celebrate. Take the rest of the day off. You know what? Take tomorrow off. Have a good time. But thanks again for having me.
Thanks appreciate it, Adam.
Thanks
good
for
stuff right
us,
there.
Man. Yeah.
That was fun. All right. So, and
I got to meet him. Nick introduced me. He's a stand up comic as well.
Was that right?
Yeah, we hit it off right away. I was like, dude,
that's shocking.
Next time you're in town, come let me know. We'll get you hooked up on some shows. You could tell, though. I mean, he had some funny takes in with his
Super cool dude. Very, real nice very guy. Updated with what's going on, and he has personality. That's why he's one of my favorite guests.
Do you know the
ever.
Crazy thing is? He, like you were saying, he knows everything about that, but his main role, fantasy guy, right?
Exactly.
He's a fantasy guy, but he knows so much about the NFL.
You could have
man.
Thrown you baseball could... questions at this guy, and he would have rolled with it.
Good dude.
He's also exploring getting into the gamer wall.
Don't put that evil on him. I've got. So somebody said, Barry, if you're the Patriots and the Browns offer you 3 second-round picks for Garoppolo, do you take it? We can talk about that.
Yeah.
And, not surprisingly, got a text from a Cowboy fan who's pretty much hating on the trade.
Jeez. Shocker. No way.
Yeah.
I'll read that later. Yeah, and then we'll get the Romo calls that'll light up the board. Now, we still got plenty of calls to get to. We're going to get you right after the break. Taylor, TJ, don't go anywhere. We'll get you in next. Just a special thanks and a shout-out again to Adam Rank of the NFL Network for joining us on short notice. Nick, great grab on your part. That's because your Rolodex is as thick as, well, we'll get to that too. All right, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Just another day in Houston.
Just whatevs.
Nothing going on.
Nope.
Just you know Barry, Nick, and Joel kicking it.
Let's talk some Dynamo and Dash.
Let's get the names right with which team they represent too, because I've heard stations in the market not named ESPN that referred to the ladies' team as the Dynamo.
Ooh,
oops. That'll cost you.
Boy.
So by the way, in Glenn case Davis you have been living under a rock or your name is Graham, the Texans have just traded Brock Osweiler. He is now not your problem anymore.
Yeah.
Let the celebrations begin. The calls are waiting. The texts are coming in. Barry, what do you got?
Well, Adam Schefter just tweeted out, thanks to Nick's heads up, A.J. Bouye getting a 5-year, $67.5 million deal, $26 million of it fully guaranteed, $13.5 million per year. That was per Michael Wright. Now, I had told you guys that the market was 5 years, $57 million, according to SportTrack. So it looks like he went out and got about $10 million over market value for what he had, you know, what his expectations were. So now you can maybe see why the Texans were like, look, we just overpaid for a quarterback. We, you know, maybe they didn't want to overpay again for a guy that
fool me once, but yeah, let's not.
Yeah, listen, A.J. Bouye looked great. He really did, but he came out of nowhere. I mean, no one 2 years ago was looking at A.J. Bouye and going, that kid's a star. So he had a good year. Let's see what he does now. But he's got to live up to that contract expectations now. So.
And like we said, you're going to have a contract down the pike for D-Hop. You're going to have one for Clowney.
And again, so don't get me wrong. Big loss for the Texans. I really wish they would have franchised that kid. But, you know, $10 million over market, that's a pretty steep price you're going to pay.
You didn't know that the Browns were going to make your year either. So at the time when all these negotiations...
You don't know. Maybe this was in the works. You don't know. I mean, this isn't something that happened in the last 20 minutes. I guarantee you the Browns and the Texans have been talking about this for a while.
But again, think about it from the other perspective. It may have just come on their radar last night, late, or while they're negotiating also with Bouye, and decided, hey, look, of the two, we got to prioritize if we can get rid of this guy first, because that's our biggest problem.
Mark Villalobos on Twitter said, I'm calling my shot. Texans trade for Garoppolo now instead of Romo. Cheaper cap-wise, what do y'all think? I don't think it's out of the realm. I think it really a lot of that depends on New England. And, you know, they've been adamant that they're not ready to give up Garoppolo because they know they're going to need a replacement for Brady. So,
and they're in the driver's seat. That's never a good thing. When no they're doubt. Sitting there taking offers and going, now we're going to say he's not available because we know that some of you are going to be desperate enough to push the ante up even higher.
Now, I asked you before the break, somebody said, Barry, if the Patriots and the Browns offer you 3 second-round picks for Garoppolo, do you take it? If you're the Patriots.
Absolutely. Well, if you're the Patriots.
If you're the Patriots and the Browns offer you 3 second-round picks for Garoppolo, do you take it? Because maybe the point is, did the Browns just acquire Osweiler to get the second-round pick, drop Osweiler because they got $100 million in cap space, take that second-round pick and flip it with two others for
Garoppolo?
Right, I thought
about the pick.
Let me ask you this.
Let me answer it with a question.
Okay.
Would you take 3 seconds or would you take the number 12 pick in this year's draft?
For Garoppolo?
Yep.
If I'm the Patriots? Yeah, I want that first round pick.
For sure.
I want that first round pick. But now, you're saying
that's what I mentioned to Adam. That's the rumor that was out there initially.
You're saying just the number one?
Yeah, just the one.
No. I would take the 3 second round picks for Garoppolo.
For quality and depth. And
yep. Okay. Yep. I would. I thought you were adding a first round pick in there.
No.
Yeah. No. I would take the 3 second round picks for sure.
All right. So let's hit the phones. You guys want to get in on this? TJ, you've been holding a long time. What's up?
What's up, guys? What's going on?
What's up, man?
TJ, I need a little bit more spunk in your voice. I need you to be a little more excited. Brock is gone.
I'm a Steelers fan, man. I'm a Steelers fan.
Okay.
I just wanted to put my little two bits in. It might be far-fetched, but what about the Phillip Rivers scenario now that Brock is gone and they got a little cap room? What do you guys think about that?
I think if you're going to go get Phillip Rivers, then you might as well go get Jay Cutler. To me, those guys are always similar.
Ooh. I wouldn't go that far.
Not identical, but similar.
I won't go that far.
I mean, that's my opinion. To me, Phillip Rivers isn't a long-term solution for this team, just like Jay Cutler isn't a long-term solution for this team.
Here's my response to that, which would be Cutler, again, much like the initial Romo discussions we've had, Cutler doesn't cost you anything to kick the tires. Rivers, I don't think the Chargers are just going to cut him, so you're going to have to trade for him. In a trade scenario, you're going to have to pay him.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a lot of red tape to get through, a lot of extra variables you don't need. But I think in terms of comparing the two quarterbacks, I'd take Phillip Rivers all day, every day in terms of accuracy and passing. But in terms of their track record winning, it's a crapshoot.
And I agree with Barry. It's probably not a long-term solution
if
the Texans were to get Rivers.
If Phillip Rivers was so good, they wouldn't be as bad as they are.
Right.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
I just, if I had to choose between those two, like if you put a gun to my head and choose Cutler, Rivers, like it'd be like, without even blinking, without even hesitating, I'd pick Rivers.
Yeah, and look, if you look at their games last year, though, he did everything he could to have them win games, and they blew games in the last 2 minutes. But yeah, granted, I get the fact he's never won a Super Bowl, but at the same time, of those two guys, Phillip Rivers is Hall of Fame material. And Jay Cutler is definitely not. So, I mean, if you're going to do the short-term solution, at least go with a guy that's got the credentials and track record from a passing perspective to be able to lead your team.
I just want to voice my frustration. This overthecap.com is a great website when it works, but they've made changes. It's a terrible site now. Because I was trying to look up Phillip Rivers' contract. Just don't even go there anymore. Don't even bother.
And cuss at him.
No, I'm not going to do that. Okay. I don't care.
All right, let's keep going with the phone calls. J-Dog, you're next. You want to talk about the Brock trade. What's up? J-Dog.
Hello?
Hey, we got a bad connection, J-Dog.
We're going to put you on hold, man.
Or call back, and we'll try and get you back in. Taylor, you're up next. What's up? Taylor.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Hey, long time listener of the show. Really appreciate you having me on. And I completely 100% agree with you that March 9th should go down as a Houston holiday for everyone. But I have just one one question, and I'm not 100% sure if this has been asked yet or even how contracts work, but let's say this Brock trade had gone down earlier in the day. Could some of that money that y'all are talking about been used to maybe help with the Quentin Demps or the A.J. Bouye situation?
Yeah, and that, great question, Taylor. We've had that on Twitter as well, and we talked about it. Again, because we don't know, and if it's like Fort Knox to get the inner workings of the Texans down. But, yeah, at some point, if someone's willing to ask that question or if they're willing to answer it, it would be interesting to know, because you got to believe if they knew that they got out of cap purgatory hell and had a chance to have some extra money to throw around, would at least one of those guys still be with the Texans? I don't know.
I don't think so. And because, again, this is those things that this isn't something that happened in the last 20 minutes just because it was reported. I mean, I'm sure they sat down with these guys and had a budget. You know what I mean? Like, they, all right, we're willing to pay this month much for Quentin Demps because we think this is his value. And we're willing to pay this much for A.J. Bouye because we saw how bad he could be and we've seen how good he can be, but this is what we value him at, and we're not going to overpay because the market will.
You want to laugh before we go to break?
Sure.
Adam Schefter had the tweet of the day, right?
Yeah.
He just had another one.
Uh-oh.
He just said, and by the way, he may be a comedian in his spare time, too, because he just tweeted out, teams already have reached out to the Browns to inquire about Brock Osweiler's availability per team sources.
No way.
Oh, that's a legitimate tweet.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. So everyone's getting a bunch of texts asking to reset the trade.
All right.
Once again, the Texans have traded Brock Osweiler and a 2018 second-round pick to the Cleveland Browns for they free up $10 million in cap space, $16 million in cash. They get a, what is it? Oh, where'd it go? I lost it. Oh, my God. They get a fourth-round pick next year, this year.
And this year, they give up the sixth-round next year.
Yep.
All right, so that's reset. Brock Osweiler no longer a Texan. Mayor Sylvester Turner is in the process of finalizing this being a Houston holiday going forward. But they're also trying to make sure they get the word out. If you are working and you got this message, it's time to go home. You got the rest of the day off because Brock's no longer a Texan. All right, hey, we got much more show to get to. Half hour left before we turn it over to the Blitz, so please be a part of the show. 713-780-ESPN. Hit us up on Twitter here till 4, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN. 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Joel, Nick, and Barry till 4, in case you were living under a rock and just tuned in, Brock Osweiler no longer with the Houston Texans. He is on his way to be the reason why they will still call it the mistake by the lake. He is on his way to Cleveland. The Texans have created Christmas early and a new national holiday, or at least local holiday for Houston fans, and we have plenty of people that want to talk about it. And Jason LaConfora also confirming what Adam Schefter has tweeted, and that is Browns shopping Osweiler and taking calls from teams in search of a third-round pick next year, and they will eat at least half of Brock's salary.
Wow. Okay. That makes a little sense.
At least there's more substance there.
Before we get to these callers, though, yep. I got to so we got some texts, you know, and most of the texts are positive and excited and all that. But then I just get this random text out of nowhere that just says, to where, Barry, you dumbass? And I don't understand if you're going to be a penis about it. Don't text the show. Like, listen, if you have a specific beef with me, fine. Text that in. You guys know I don't hide from that. I'll read it. I'll read your hate text. It doesn't bother me. But don't just be a penis for no reason. Like, have some substance to it. What are you talking about specifically? And then he texts a little bit later and he's like, "Wow, is your show so pathetic that Raheel's advertising on it?" Dude, first of all, I don't think you know how radio works. That's not how advertising works. Raheel isn't advertising on our show, dumbass. Second of all, again, it's the same dude. Stop being an asshole. You don't need to do that. Just did I say it?
No. Can I say something too?
What?
Most importantly,
are we clear?
He's obviously still listening.
No, I don't care about that. Like, I don't care whether they listen or not, to be honest
with
you.
But I'm saying, if you're texting kind of those loser, kind of things and you think that we're bad, then why are you listening?
But what kind of loser sits around just so he can send hateful texts for no
Someone
reason?
Someone whose job
like
sucks.
You literally have no substance to
no
the hate.
No self-esteem.
I'm just saying.
They got a vent, buddy. You're the target.
I'm just saying, have hate. That's great. But have some substance to it. Like, you have zero substance to the hate. Like, you're a weirdo. All right, and then I got one more, and this is more just raining on the Texans parade, but it says, Texans are dumb. Wrong move trading Brock before Romo has even been let go. I hope my guy Romo goes to Dallas, because you dumbass Texans fans don't deserve him. Dumb trade, really dumb trade for Houston. Getting rid of Brock Osweiler isn't a dumb trade. I have news for you. Like, that's not a dumb trade. They got out from under one of the worst contracts in franchise history for one of the worst quarterbacks in franchise history, statistically speaking and to the eye test. Not a dumb trade, Cowboy fan.
So, right, now conflicting reports, by the way. Ian Rappaport also reporting chest. Browns are planning on cutting Brock Osweiler. So it depends on who you listen to.
So smart.
But regardless, either way, he's not your problem anymore, so it really doesn't matter. At least he's gone away. We've got plenty of people that want to get in on this. So let's try and get J Dog one more chance. We'll get in here. What's up?
Hear me now?
Yeah. What up, J Dog?
Ain't nothing much, man. Yeah, I'm a Ravens fan, so I was just really curious to know Barry's reaction on this. Now, I heard y'all say that the Browns were planning on cutting him now. But if he had stayed and Brock, and Hugh Jackson was able to fix Brock, maybe getting Josh Gordon and Terrell Pryor back a receiver next year, and y'all having to play our division, and the Browns will come here to play next year, what would have happened if Brock would have played the Texans in Houston next year and just went completely off?
Oh, well, I mean, we talked about that. It would have been such a Houston thing to have happen. Right? Like, if he plays decent next year, wherever he goes, that's such a Houston thing to have happen. And I got to be honest with you, with 43 years in living in Houston and watching Houston sports, it would not surprise me at all. Not in the least if he has a decent season next year. It's just not going to surprise me.
Well, but, and to your scenario, J-Dog, I mean, Terrell Pryor right now is meeting with the Redskins. You know, there's a lot of things that would have to happen. I mean, this is a Sam Hinkie move. This is a team that knows they're going to suck next year. They're going to take it in the hiney. They're going to stockpile as many picks as they can. That's why if they could legitimately, I was saying to Barry in the break, if they could legitimately find a trade partner to take Brock off of their hands and they could get a couple more picks out of this, then you could say they didn't just do the Texans a favor because someone had naked pictures that they needed to erase. This was, hey, they got a chance to get better down the stretch, down the road by getting more picks.
It seems really smart if they're able to flip all this and have it break their way and they can get rid of him and eat some of the salary and get more picks out of it. They got holes everywhere.
Think about this, too.
I mean,
we talk about the mistake by the lake,
but you got to give them props if they pull this off.
Well, and here's the thing. To give the Browns some credit, they have all this cap money. The rules state you have to spend a good majority of it. If you're going to spend all that money in free agency, most of these guys want multi-year deals. So you're locking yourself down, taking away your cap money in the future. This way, you take a guy that you're not on the hook for more than this year. You get a pick, you get a chance to add some youth and some talent with some picks. And at the same time, you're not on the hook for trying to spend all this cap money, or at least a portion of that cap money that would be tied up in long-term deals of guys you might not really want. So that's something to consider as well. But the Browns, thank you very much. And Christmas cards, we'll get you the Browns address at some point. We'll tweet it out so you can send thank yous and Christmas cards.
Another text says, I'm not familiar with how deals work in the NFL. Do we still have to pay Brock some? No.
Nope, nothing.
Nope.
Zero.
Nope, nope.
Goodbye.
Nope.
Andrew, you want to get in here real quick? What's up?
Hey, guys. So, firstly, I completely agree. It's a holiday today. And when you talked about that was a Houston thing to happen, it's really funny. I actually, right after I heard about the trade, I was texting one of my friends, and we both agreed that, like, what if he goes off next year? And we're just like, wow, of course that happens, right? Everyone we lose is good. But then don't you start asking questions about the front office, right? Is that where you start thinking, well, maybe we should, not that we shouldn't have gotten rid of him, but maybe we should have tried to do what the Browns are doing and held on to him, and maybe try to use them as more of a commodity than just a hot potato to get rid of. And the last question I have is about, I don't necessarily know his availability, but Kirk Cousins, I mean, I honestly would love to get him. I think he's got the eye. I think he's got everything that you need. And if Terrell Pryor is really there in the Redskins, then the Redskins might not be wanting to sign Cousins, and they probably won't. He wants a lot of money, but, I mean, we just freed up a lot of money. So I think that there could be something good there. So I'm curious to hear y'all's opinions on that.
Yeah, so they freed up $10 million. In their case, that was a third of what they had available at $23 million. So, yeah, this gives them a lot more room to work with this year. In response, what was the first part of the question he asked? I had a specific point I was going to make about it.
He was talking about Kirk Cousins.
No. So, the first part he said...
Use him as... Keep Brock and use him as...
Here's the thing about that. The Texans really didn't have the luxury of using him as a piece or to make these kind of moves. The reason the Browns can do this is they had $100 million of cap space. So they can eat some of that contract. Yeah. They can eat all that contract that they want and still have, you know, $70 million to maneuver with. So they were the perfect scenario to be able to absorb a contract like Brock. It's very NBA-like.
This was Daryl Morey and Sam Hinkie all over
again. Yeah, so they can absorb that contract, flip it around, offer to pay some to another team who may be looking for a backup or just to get by for a year and then have that contract fall off. So this could turn out to be a win for everybody involved. Yep. And it was the perfect
storm. That's what I said. Then they don't have to go out and spend it on guys they might not have wanted, but most free agents this year are all going to want long-term deals. This way, to Barry's point, you save money, you take on a guy, you're going to suck next year anyway. You really want the quarterback from USC if you can get him, or you want to be in the market for a legit franchise quarterback. And then you get that money back after next season, to where you can use it for guys you might want. So, you know, for a lot of ways, it's a win-win. Right now, I want to tell you about another win-win, and that's if you were buying furniture, Gallery Furniture in Houston, Texas. I'm not lying. It's ever since I've been in Houston, I buy all my furniture at Gallery Furniture. The reason why is it's quality furniture. It lasts. You get service after the sale, and they are legitimately concerned with making sure they live up to whatever promises they make. Like, if you buy it that day, you get it that night. That's how good they are at Gallery Furniture. Mattress Mac is a staple in Houston, Texas. He's a resident, a long time of Houston, Texas, a graduate of the University of Texas. And he wants to make sure Texans buy from Gallery Furniture and they return when they need other furniture in their house. So what he's done is he's made it as convenient as possible. You can go to galleryfurniture.com or you can check out one of their three locations across the city. Grand Parkway between Sugar Land and Katy, in the Galleria area at Westheimer and Post Oak, and the mainstay, I-45 North, exit Tidwell Parker both ways. It is Gallery Furniture. Max sits at the front desk on I-45 North. He makes sure he puts you in the hands of quality salespeople and there is service after the sale. He's not BS. When he says if you buy today, you get it tonight, and it's all American-made solid wood furniture. They got 2-for-1 recliners. They've got American-made living room and dining room sets. They got those Macapedic mattresses starting at $19.99, but he gives you an $800 Gallery Furniture gift card right off the top. And again, the largest selection of made in America leather seating and special ordered upholstered furniture for your man cave or your game room. Everything you need, one-stop shopping, Gallery Furniture, and he doesn't lie when he says it. Mattress Mac says it all the time. Gallery Billy will save you money.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5.
I see the sunrise.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
That's Chris Stapleton, the sultry sounds of Traveler, as he will be blessing us with his presence in Houston, Texas, and gracing the main stage tonight after the rodeo at Rodeo Houston. It's rodeo time in Houston, and it's a special time for you guys to get out with the whole family and enjoy what is a three-week extravaganza at NRG. The special rodeo artist, as I mentioned, is Chris Stapleton. He'll take the stage tonight, and for just $18, you see the great music, you see rodeo action, you get to shop all over the place with fantastic crafts and clothes and other things. There's always great food, and of course, the kids love the carnival. Your tickets are available right now at RodeoHouston.com. It's Chris Stapleton tonight. It's a great lineup for the next couple of weeks, including Alicia Keys and others. So get to RodeoHouston.com. Make sure you get your tickets. Nothing going on in Houston today. So we thought we'd talk about the fact that Jamal Charles may go to the Seahawks, mm-hmm. that Tim Tebow looked like a bat boy. And then, oh, yeah, by the way, the Texans traded Brock Osweiler.
Yeah. Good times.
So like I said, at some point we should probably put the front office of the Browns address on our website just so that people know where to send the thank you cards and the Christmas notes. Because Christmas came early for Houston, and we joked, and I'm sure we were the first to say it, but it's a holiday now in Houston. But now you guys are out tweeting us the fact they want you want work off. And I don't, you know, you're slouches, but I get it. We love you for that. So we want to roll through some of these calls as well. So let's hit Kyle first. Kyle, you've been holding the longest. What's up, man?
Hey, man, I'm glad Brock's gone, but I'll tell you what, I think the Browns are on to something. I know it, that trade's got me pretty interested that they're taking, like, the baseball and basketball mentality into trades. They had no need for that cap space, and they get an extra second-round pick. If I was them, first thing I'd do is call the Patriots and be like, well, 12 and another second round next year, get the job done, because that's a lot of real estate they're getting for nothing, and they can turn around a team pretty quick with all their picks.
Yeah, dude, they've got a ton of picks, and I don't know, I would need to verify this, but the Drunk Bevo texted me or tweeted at me and said, this is the Browns draft picks for 2017. Two first-round picks, two second-round picks, a third and two fourths, and then they got three fifths and a sixth. Right. But it's two firsts, two seconds, a third and two fourths. That's just this year. And then next year, they got a first, 3 seconds, a third and two fourth-round picks. Dude, that's a stacked.
That's what that I said. And then you and I were talking in the break. If they somehow could spin Brock somewhere else just to get another pick or two,
God,
they're Sam Hinkie. The Cleveland Browns are Sam Hinkie and the Sixers.
Yeah. And then I told him, I think the hilarious part of all that is they will probably screw up every one of those picks.
Like, it is
that's
quite
the
possible.
Hilarious part about it. Is if they miss, if they only miss on half of them, they're still in good shape, but it's the Browns. Come on.
No doubt.
I mean, they'll miss on more than that.
All right, before we get to AJ and the Blitz, we got time for one more caller. So, hey guys, how y'all doing? Let's get to Clarence.
Hey guys, how y'all doing?
What's up, Clarence? How's it going, man?
And I just heard about this trade, and I have to say the Cleveland Browns are probably the best team today. Outside of my Saints getting tagged again, Junior, I would say that with all those picks, I wouldn't even try to go and get Garoppolo. I would stand pat, see what happens this year, evaluate all the talent that you have around you, and then start building up, start young. Start building up everything you got with all those picks. Go get that guy out of USC and see what you can do with it. Just I don't know, did they go talk to the Cleveland Indians, go get somebody from them, go get their front office guys, and you know, but whatever the Browns are doing, it's working today. It is working. They gave Houston a blessing in disguise, and somehow I still see if they're going to mess it up. And I have a question. With Osweiler gone now, What can the Texans give up to try to get Romo, who sources say they're probably going to put him on a trade block?
Well, Clarence, we said that initially when they pulled him off, but then there was a couple tweets out there that said the Texans will not trade for Tony Romo. So they're not, at least this afternoon, they were saying they are not interested in trading for Tony Romo, but they would, you know, not to say that they wouldn't talk to him if it was a pickup move off of after he was cut by the Cowboys.
So then as far as quarterback, are they going to go with Macho Man Tom Savage, or are they going to go look for someone in free agent? I mean,
well, I think there's still discussions to be had. I wouldn't be surprised if they're still talking with the guys like the Patriots or the Redskins who are interested, or if they're having free agent discussions with Jay Cutler. Yep. I mean, there are still moves to be made.
Look, the beauty is they have options.
Yep.
So that's the best we can do. We got to turn it over to Fred and AJ. They're going to continue
the
conversation. Clarence, as always, don't be a stranger. We always like to have you check and see how we're doing. So Fred, AJ, Zhang, and the rest of the Blitz is up next. They'll continue to put everything to the presses for you guys and get the word out there and have the discussions keep going on. We appreciate your time. We're going to be back tomorrow. Monday through Friday, we are here, the usual suspects. And tomorrow, we're at Trailer Wheel and Frame, I-45 North and the Canino exit. So if you want to come out and meet Barry in person, he'll be signing 8x10s and also giving you any of his mixtapes of his last three performances.
Yes,
as well as showing you what good side view mirrors can do to a truck, as well as a lift gate and step upstairs.
What?
Trailer Wheel and Frame, I-45 North and the Canino exit. Until then, we will talk to you tomorrow. For Nick, for Barry, it's Joel, ESPN 97.5.
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.